Hi, this is Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today I'm going to be responding to a question that I received. And, you know, I get these questions in my seminars and over the internet and so on. And from time to time I write about them in our Thinking About Sales e-zine. And from time to time I respond in these podcasts. I'm going to respond to this one here in this podcast. Here's the question. See if this doesn't sound familiar to you. You may have asked this question. Dave, I recently gained an order from a new customer for 10 items. We backordered 4 of the 10. My customer is quite upset with me and my company's purchasing agents. Our relationship is strained because of someone in my company's poor performance. What would you do? Ah, that's the question. Sound familiar? The old back order problem. Man, what would we do if we couldn't complain about back orders? Well, first let's recognize that the problem is as old as the job of the salesperson, and we are all going to have to deal with this problem until the day we retire. You know, the problem is a result of conflicting pressures. On one hand, your company only has so much money and so much space, and they just cannot buy and hold or produce everything in the hopes that someone somewhere will eventually buy it. They just can't. As a salesperson, however, you want everything available instantly. So you have the salesperson who wants everything available instantly and the company who can't make everything available instantly. Someone is going to be disappointed. Now, throw in the fact that the customer probably does not want to pay anything but the lowest possible price, and you can see that there's an inherent built-in tension. If the customer would be willing to pay twice as much for the product, your company could probably afford to build huge inventories. But since that's unlikely to happen, your company needs to control its investment inventory so that it has a chance of making money. In other words, you are always going to have some back orders. Okay, so what do you do about them? Now, the first thing is to prevent them with clear communication and appropriate expectation. You personally can prevent a lot of back order problems by your behavior and your practices. Don't assume that because you back ordered a customer, that means that your colleagues are uncaring or incompetent. Believe me, that's rarely the case. For example, I mean, here's an example. If your company's been routinely selling about 100 a month of a certain item, and you bring in a new customer with an order for 20, it's unreasonable for you to expect that order to not cause someone some problem, because you got a 20% instant increase in demand. And you did that without any prior notice, which will probably mean that someone is going to get back ordered. Now, the problem wasn't the poor job your purchasing colleagues did. The problem was the sudden increase in demand brought on by your new order. Further, if you promise the customer immediate delivery on an item that he is ordering for the first time, you probably created unreasonable expectations in your customer's mind. And you probably promised something that you could not really deliver. Now, it would have been more reasonable for you to have promised the customer a 2 or 3 week delivery on the first order, and then to inform your purchasing person of that coming increase in demand. You know, in 2 to 3 weeks, they would have had an opportunity to bring the additional inventory into their inventory, and the back order would not have happened if you could have prevented it. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what percentage, but maybe as many as 50% of back order problems can be prevented by good communication with your purchasing people. Let them know beforehand if you're going to pick up a new chunk of business. Let them know beforehand if you're going to see an increase in some item. Let them know beforehand if you're going to see a decrease in some item so that they can adjust their inventories appropriately. So, number one, good communication with your purchasing people. Number two, probably more important, or just as important, create reasonable expectations in your customer's mind. Like I say, if you pick up an order for a new product that they have never ordered before, and you expect that you're going to be able to deliver this in a couple days, that's not a reasonable expectation under most circumstances. You are creating unreasonable expectations in the customer's mind. Now, let's say you've done those two things, okay? And you still have, back orders to deal with. And you still will always have back orders to deal with. What do you do? Well, number one, see if you can't expedite them. And, I used to do this. Every morning, like about 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd go down into my home office. And at that time, I can tell you it was a number of years ago, we had a Texas Instrument device that we could dial a phone and actually put the phone headset down into the device, and it would allow us to connect to our computer remotely. And this was long before the days of laptops. But I would connect to the computer. I would type in the account numbers of the accounts that I was going to be at that day, and I would get print off a back order report. And then before I went out for the day, I would call my customer service person, the person that I like to work with, and she and I would go through each of the back orders, and I'd find out where they were and when they're going to be delivered and what the status was and so on. So when I walked into the customer's office, I knew exactly what every back order was as of that morning and what the status was and what I could do to expedite it. So I took a lot of the back order problems, which are problems hopefully for your customer, I took those problems off the customer's shoulders and put them on mine. So, that's just something, and I'm sure you can do something similar to that. See, the issue is with the back order is that it can put the customer in an awkward situation. So what you want to do is address the awkward situation. Not necessarily the back order. Believe me, they're used to back orders. They get them every day. So first, look at yourself and see what you can do to prevent or to expedite the back order, to take the problem and resolve it yourself. Now, let's say you're still getting too many back orders. Okay, so what do you do now? Go to your purchasing people and explain what it is you're seeing. And explain how that impacts the customer, and explain how that impacts sales, and be very careful of vague generalities. Like, don't say things like you're always back ordering. No. Say on the first of the month I had an order for 10 of these things, and you shipped 6, and on the third of the month I had an order for this. I mean, be very specific. No salesperson's talk here. You know what salesperson's talk is, by the way? Vague, general, warm-sounding conversation that has no substance to it. Yeah, I don't want you to use that with your own purchasing people. Specific details. And see if you can't work with your purchasing people instead of calling them names and pointing fingers. See if you can't work with them to resolve the problem. And if you still don't get satisfaction, then honestly, in the same detailed and respectful way, take it up to your manager. And finally, if you've done all these things and still back orders are an issue that are impinging on your ability to sell and impinging on your livelihood, then of course you've got to make the determination whether or not this company is ever going to get it together. And of course, if the answer is no, then you should be looking for someplace else. So that's what you do about back orders. Good luck. Bye-bye.